Welcome to the Dream Life University podcast show, the show that helps you transition from a life you live to a life you love by giving you practical strategies and tools to help you succeed. And now, here's your host, Rhonda Williams.
Hello, hello, hello again. Welcome to Dream Life University podcast show. This is episode number 4. And today we're going to be talking about life transition and life change. I'm Rhonda Williams, the Dream Life Coach and your host for the show, where we help you transition from a life you live to a life you love. Today's show is sponsored by Spoiled Naturally. So when you have a chance, check them out at spoilednaturally.com for beautiful and naturally moisturized skin. Today, I'm really excited to welcome our guest to the show, Wallet McCall. Wallet is a life coach and a life transition strategist. She is also the owner of Another Level Coaching. Wallet is a speaker and a contributing author of several books, and she's also the co-host of the Rise and Shine Inspirational Call to Action. I'm really excited to have her, and Wallet, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rhonda, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to talk with you today because I think today our topic is one that could really be a spark for those who are having just a little bit of difficulty making some significant life changes. And so I'm excited to have you share some of your strategy with us and some of your words of wisdom.
Thank you.
So why don't we start by having you tell us, what is a life transition strategist?
Well, life transition strategist is a form of coaching that focuses on people who want to make a life change or had a life change happen to them, and they kind of need help moving forward or moving past that change. So as a life transition strategist, I would help the person see things correctly, think correctly, so that they're able to move forward and or move past the change that has happened to them.
Well, that sounds like something probably 80% of the people that I know could use.
You know, it does help.
Absolutely. So how did you get into this particular coaching niche?
Well, for me, coaching became a part of me when I found out that I was just a natural born encourager. So if somebody told me, I want the moon, I believed them. Go for it. That's what you want. You go for it. And I would come back and ask them, hey, what did you do about trying to get the moon? You know, that dream that you had, that desire. And I found out that there was actually a career of coaching that I could use that in. But as I got further, you know, you kind of find your niche. And through a lot of prayer, my niche, I found out, was dealing with fear. And that was something I personally had to overcome in my life. And lots of times, fear has to do with change.
Oh, I understand.
A lot of people, you know, change when it's thrust on us or we want to make a change, we can become scared.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, oh, okay, yeah. So when lots of times it's change. And as we know, change is a constant in life. Some of them were able to smooth over pretty quickly, and some of them were kind of like, okay, this looks a little bit too big. And so that's how I got to the life transition niche of coaching.
Okay, wonderful. And so, you know, a lot of times when we talk about life change, I think that it feels really big to people, and sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming. So tell us what you mean when you talk about a life change.
A life change is when an old situation in your life ends and something new in your life begins. It is the external event that happens to you. So that could be anything that's outside of your inner person that has changed and it has affected your life.
Understood. Okay. And do you find that people readily understand when these changes are happening to them?
The change, yes. The external event, yes. They know when that has happened.
And so when we talk about these changes, how do most of these changes occur? What causes these changes to happen?
Well, some examples of a life change can be a divorce or a marriage, and that would be something that is imposed. A divorce could be, depending on who wants a divorce, something that's imposed on us.
Mm-hmm.
That could also be the death of a loved one. being laid off. Those are changes that were imposed on us. And then you have your self-imposed changes. And that's like, I want to buy a new house. Mm-hmm. You've made a choice to have to make that change happen. So those are the difference. You have the self-imposed, the change you want to make, and the imposed, the change that you had no control over.
I understand. Okay, and when we talk about the changes, a lot of times people automatically assume that when we talk about change, we're talking about transition. And so from your perspective, is change the same as transition, or are they different?
They're different. See, the change is the external event of what's happening, but the transition is the internal emotional process we go through when dealing with change. And transition occurs gradually in phases as we come to terms with the new reality. And this is the most important part of transition, because it's letting go of how things were and embracing the things that might become. It's a state of being from one shift to another. And it's very important, because lots of times when the change happens, it is a one-time occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to go through the transition of accepting the change, of going through the emotional process.
I find that part to be fascinating, because I know when I talk to some of my clients, they struggle with seeing the difference between those two. And I think one of the reasons for that is because we never really explain it in the terms that you just explained it. Most people automatically assume that that change is the transition.
Two totally different things. And it's amazing, like, as I've learned more about it, that the change is what happened or what will happen. And the transition is accepting the change, going through it. So you want to, especially if you're having a problem with the change, figure out what's going on the inside with you.
So if all of our, we know that the transition is sort of that internal process and that emotional process that we're going through. So do all transitions come from change?
No, some of them come by an internal shift in our being. And this shift is how we start to change the way we feel about people, places, things, or even things about ourselves. It's like, for example, like, let's say you want to change jobs. You didn't automatically wake up and say, okay, I'm changing jobs. Something was going on the inside. You were having an internal transition that was going on that made you decide, okay, I'm thinking differently about what I'm doing now, and I need to make a change. So a transition can prompt the change also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. And as I mentioned earlier, I think sometimes people really struggle with both change and transition. And so, based on the work that you do, what do you see as the biggest hindrance for someone when it comes to dealing with a change and a transition?
Lots of times it's fear, especially if it was imposed upon us. Like I was saying, like the death of a loved one, you're going through grief or loss, you will be afraid of how can I move forward? How am I going to live without them? And it's how you're seeing that. So you're stuck and you can't move forward. And when we talk about the transitions that don't come from change, there are people that have that transition that's going on inside of them. And they know they want to make a change. They have a big desire to make a change, but they're afraid to move forward because suppose it doesn't happen the way they want. Will they be able to do what they want to do? What will other people think about this change? You know, I'm leaving this great job and I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to start doing something that doesn't make as much money. What will people think? So fear plays a lot when somebody is going through a transition or a change and they cannot move forward, so that can hinder them. And a lot of people lose a lot of dreams and a lot of goals because of fear. And when you're like that, lots of times you need somebody to walk with you to help you see things clearly and how you can move forward in it and make the correct decision for yourself.
Okay. And that's wonderful because, you know, you just touched upon something that's really important to me and something that I have a lot of passion for. And that is, you know, this show is called Dream Life University because our goal is to give people very specific tools and strategies and tactics in order to help them move forward in dealing with whatever it is they're dealing with in their life. Because much like you, I believe that there is always a way forward once you decide where you need to go and where you desire to go. And so for you and the folks that you're coaching, How do you advise them when they are dealing with these issues around change and transition, and they are fearful and they have challenges?
I always ask them, what are you thinking about this situation? It's a lot has to do with your mindset. Because if you're thinking failure, you're thinking you can't go forward, it's going to stop you. It's going to stop you. And a lot of times, like for me personally, when I was going into coaching, I had to make the shift of depending on a job to take care of all my needs, and having to make that mind shift that I had a desire and a dream that I wanted to move forward into another realm. And so what you want to do is look at the mindset. What are you thinking? What are you afraid of? What is it that's holding you back? When you get upset, what tools I can give you to help you calm down? Because lots of times when you're caught up in our emotions, and we really want to pay attention to our emotions because our thoughts are feeding them, you have to calm down those emotions. Focus on what you're thinking and see if that's true about your situation. And also, you want to get the support that you need. The support, if you're going back to school and you have a family, get the support of your spouse, your children, anything that can help you move forward to your dreams and goals. And so we show them that options are important. There are always options that you can move forward to where you want to be.
That's great. And you touched on another subject that I feel is really important in terms of being able to move yourself forward and reach for the stars and achieve your dreams. And that is that emotional aspect. And sometimes we get a little bit caught in our emotions and we're not exactly aware of it. And so that can hinder our journey and moving forward. And today there's, you know, of course there's a cute and savvy term for everything. And today the cute and savvy term for it is emotional intelligence, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow it will be called something else. Today it's emotional intelligence, but it's something that I think everyone should take heed of and really pay attention to their own emotional intelligence and how it's
right.
affecting them. So thank you for bringing up that point. And so some of the strategies that you mentioned really will help them with shifting that mindset and being able
yes.
to move forward.
Yes, because your mind is a very important tool for you. It can propel you forward or it can hinder you if you allow it to.
Absolutely, absolutely. People sometimes don't recognize the power of the mind.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And so while not share with us, because on Dream Life University podcast, we always want to leave our audience with something tangible and real that they can take away to start moving forward. So what three takeaways would you like to share with our audience?
The first one would be allow yourself to grieve. Let yourself grieve regarding the change in your life. Even if it's a good change, there's still a grieving process because you're leaving something that was important to you and familiar to you, and you're stepping out into something new. An example for me would be when I left the church that I was a member of for about 15 years, and I knew it was time for me to leave. And the last time I went there and I left out, I just felt like, I guess what a divorce would have felt like. It really ripped my heart. But at the same time, I was excited about the new that was happening. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was going to be something wonderful. So allow yourself to grieve whatever that change may be. Go ahead through the process. Cry. Let it all pass. Because anytime something changes, you're going to grieve over the old. It could be for a little while. It may take a while. But grieve and then move forward.
Okay.
The second one would be to take steps to decrease stress. Lots of times when they're changing our life, when there's something different, it brings a new stressor onto you because it's something that you're doing different. So, for example, like I said before, if you decide I'm going to go back to school and get my degree, bachelor's, master's, PhD, decrease the stress by getting help from other people. Make different shifts in your life. You may not be able to do everything the way you did it before. Look at what it is that I'm going to need to let go to decrease the stress in my life. Do anything. Exercise when you're feeling, stressed. Go out and take a walk. Pray. Meditate. Do something that will calm you down. Make yourself relax. Take a Sabbath day. Just rest. I won't even think about what I have to do. I'm just going to just relax, enjoy myself, and then pick it up later. Because you want this, there's good stress and bad stress. And we're not made or created to be in a stressful mode continuously. take time to decrease your stress, and cultivate openness to new experiences. That means basically things are going to change. That's just life. So allow yourself not to hold so tight onto something that you're going to need to let go. Know that something may change in the future, and just have your mind prepared to be able to be resilient, to bounce back when that change happens so you can move forward. And that's kind of like allowing yourself to have an adventurous mind, because change does not have to be bad. There are certain changes that we definitely don't want, you know, like the loss of a loved one and so forth, but there is more life out there to live. So cultivate openness to new experiences. So once again, the three is let yourself grieve, take steps to decrease stress, and cultivate openness to new experiences.
That is outstanding advice. Really, really wonderful advice. And lastly, Wallet, if audience members are interested in life transition coaching, how can they reach you?
Well, you can go to my website. It's www.anotherlevelcoaching.com. You can email me at Wallet, W-A-L-L-E-T-T-E, at anotherlevelcoaching.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Another Level Coaching, Twitter, A-L Coach Wallet, or by phone, 877-976-5837.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that. And Wallet, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your words of wisdom and advice, very practical and sound advice about life transitions and life change. I'm very, very thankful that you were able to join us today.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. It was an honor to be on the call.
Wonderful. And for our audience, thank you so much for tuning into today's show. Be sure to stay tuned for our next episode. And until then, I really do hope that this episode has helped you take one more step towards living your most amazing life.
Thanks for tuning in. We encourage you to consider today's takeaways and apply one or more to your life to help you build the amazing life you want to live. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and share with your friends by visiting the podcast archives at www.thedreamlifecoach.com.